Jones. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. February 17, 1895. Dear brother, I have just read your letter to Willie in reference to Mrs. Scott's note. I feel very tenderly toward her. On one occasion, after praying to God most earnestly for help in reference to the Healdsburg School, Mrs. Scott tapped at my door, offering money for the aid of the cause of God. She urged me to accept $5,000 to appropriate where the cause needed help. She had a very tender spirit then, and felt kindly toward the cause. Apparently, she wished to see the cause advance as much as I did. She also wished to give her piano to the school, with the understanding that if she wanted a home on the school ground, she could be thus favored. I cannot call to mind all the particulars concerning the matter. She also has made other donations, which I do not now remember. In consideration of the great relief that came to us at the time when she made this large donation, I think we should move very mercifully towards her. If she will renew the note so that it will not become outlawed, I will be satisfied. But if she refuses to do this, then I would propose another plan. You say that it would cost from $200 to $300 to foreclose the mortgage. Propose to her that if she will pay me $1,000, she may have the benefit of the sum that would have to pay in foreclosure, and that the note shall be cancelled. I have been paying interest on large sums of money which I have hired. I have paid 7% on several thousand and 6% on other money that I have borrowed. But I am willing that Sister Scott shall have the benefit of the discount I have mentioned in settling up this matter. I do not want to oppress Sister Scott in any way. I greatly need the money to carry forward the work in this missionary field. We are bound about on every hand for want of money to advance the work. But if it would oppress her to pay me this money, I will not urge the payment if she will renew the note. It is because we have need of help in advancing the cause of God that I have asked for the money. I would not press Sister Scott to make this payment, nor would I put it into the power of anyone to oppress her. What a pity it was that when she offered to take up the note could not be found. I have given the power of attorney to Brother Lindsay. You can consult with him, and you too can pursue the course you think God would approve. But I would not create any disturbance in her mind if it can be avoided. We need money very much to invest in the cause in this new field. Fields are continually opening up in regions beyond. We shall have to make a call for means to furnish facilities for the education and training of workers who will go forth to do a precious service for the Master. We need both men and means very much. Poverty binds us about on every hand, but the Lord lives and reigns. I leave it to the judgment of you and Brother Lindsay to arrange this matter, and I will be satisfied with your arrangements. Investigate Sister Scott's situation thoroughly and do the best you can. I think now I have said enough on this point. The Lord knows all about my circumstances, and I trust Him fully. I call nothing that I have my own. The Lord is rich in resources. If He permits that money shall be taken from me to be given to Mr. Walling, I will not murmur. He can and will advance his own work. I have found that the more I have given to the cause, the more I have been enabled to give. I feel constrained to give, for the open fields present themselves much faster than we can find men and means with which to supply them. I thank you for that which you have done in the cases of Lockwood and Leininger. I accept the matter as you have presented it.